a difference a tweet makes. The American comedian Roseanne Barr had been riding high with the hit relaunch of her self-titled TV sitcom, back on air after 20 years and a second season just commissioned. Then, in the space of 52 characters, the performer undid it all, posting a message roundly condemned as racist. Now her show has been cancelled and pulled off screen in the US and here in Australia too. Nick Grimm reports.
When Roseanne first hit TV screens in the United States, Ronald Reagan was still in the White House. The Soviet Union was getting out of Afghanistan, and Australia was in the middle of marking its bicentenary.
What's going on with you?
Mother, this is very important. Our school's having a food drive for poor people.
Well, tell them to drive some of that food over here.
Focusing on the daily lives of a wisecracking working-class family, it was a ratings juggernaut. It also rewrote the TV rulebooks, featuring a strong-minded female central character and including some of American television's first openly gay characters and storylines.
Honey, don't tell him that.
Get off the phone.
The original Roseanne ran for 9 seasons from 1988 to 1997. Then, this year, came the reboot. The same cast back in their old roles, with Roseanne Barr at the helm as the family matriarch keeping up with a changing America, which included voicing her character's admiration for a new US president.
How could you have voted for him, Roseanne?
He talked about jobs, Jackie. He said he'd shake things up. I mean, this might come as a complete shock to you, but we almost lost our house the way things are going.
Have you looked at the news? Because now things are worse.
Not on the real news.
Oh, police!
And off-screen, Roseanne Barr herself has made no secret of being a big fan of Donald Trump, and he's congratulated her for using her show to speak to the concerns of the Americans who supported his presidency.
Look at Roseanne. I called her yesterday. Look at her ratings. Look at her ratings.
The actor was asked about the show's politics at a recent red carpet event.
Well, I saw it happening in all the families I know, so I thought, well, this is, you know, it's good. Hopefully it'll get people talking to each other.
Now Roseanne Barr has really got people talking, with a tweet in which she compared a former Obama administration official to an ape. She later apologised and deleted the tweet that likened Valerie Jarrett to a baby born of the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes. But it was too late. The condemnation was swift, and so was the reaction from her bosses at the ABC network, who promptly cancelled her show, calling her tweet abhorrent, repugnant and inconsistent with the values of a company owned by the Disney Corporation. Here in Australia, Roseanne was being shown two nights a week on Network 10, but it wasted no time following the lead of America's ABC network, pulling the show off air forthwith. Media analyst Peter Cox.
Well, if we look at on Sunday night, for example, in the metro market in Australia, the show rated 392,000. Now, that's in comparison to the Sunday Project, which did about 480,000. And, of course, only a fraction of MasterChef, but 900,000, and The Voice a bit under 900,000. So it wasn't doing, and it never has done the numbers in Australia that it's done in America. You know, it's very parochial American humour. And so I think for the 10 network, who are desperate for programs, no doubt about that. It's tough for them to cancel any program. But I think this was a sacrifice they could make. And, you know, the parent wouldn't have been happy with them continuing to run it. And again, they might have had some insecurity about advertisers on the program, or perhaps advertisers overall on the network.
Peter Cox from Cox Media. Nick Grimm with that report.